Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Rich Little as Johnny Carson, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk, and she's got a big audience. All my wives listen.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Justice Ginsburg is dead. How critical is it for her seat to be filled before the election? And the Democrats have flouted the Constitution at every opportunity. Isn't it time, by our vote, to put this wheezing communist animal out of its misery? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include 4 tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Audrey.
It's always great to have you with us, and we're going to jump right in here, Tom. Justice Ginsburg has passed. I don't believe in canonizing people because they're gone. Her body of work should speak to who she was. In my opinion, she loved and supported everything that is wrong with America, and she helped keep it that way. Why is it critical that her seat be filled before the election?
Well, and that is a tipping point question, Audrey. It is critical because we know the Democratic Party is trying to flood the ballot boxes, and they do not want any chain of custody with the massive votes that they're mailing out to anybody. And what we now realize from the 2016 election is that they had cheated then, which I'd seen certain things,
yes,
and they lost, and that's why it stunned them so much that Hillary lost. And then all these issues are being exposed that are tied in from the very moment of the trying to cheat and win the last election up through the process of the president being elected, where they started the Russian hoax. And they led that once that failed. Then they led it into the impeachment exercise on the Ukraine, and then the COVID-19 disaster has given them an opportunity to continue to reinforce this. And I really think that behind COVID-19, I don't have any evidence, it's speculation, where there's some wealthy Democrats that were funding this, because the Democratic Party has moved from what they call a progressive party to a socialist party to a communist party.
Exactly. They're
on the verge, and this may sound a little far-fetched, but they are on the verge, and we're seeing it now in the actions that they're talking about, getting back on Ginsburg, by President Trump doing his constitutional authority. What he is authorized to do is to nominate a Supreme Court justice to replace Justice Ginsburg. The Senate, by their congressional, by the Constitution, approves that nomination. But what do we hear all of a sudden? COVID-19 led in with the rioting that's going on. And it's more than that. They're using the racial issue,
right,
that to drum up this rioting, this lack of control, such that yesterday, three cities were declared anarchist, and that they're now at the risk of losing their funds. That's New York City, that's Portland, and that's Seattle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Attorney General declared that. Now, you asked me a question about Judge Ginsburg, her death, and a follow-on appointment, and I all of a sudden covered a whole host of issues, and they're all related. Our listeners, your listeners, must understand that they are related, and the Democrats are getting so frantic that what are they now saying? They're going to pack the Supreme Court, increase it. They are going to increase two states, Puerto Rico and D.C., so they'd get four more Democratic senators. They are going to, they'll be rioting after the elections. And because on the 3rd of November, they're all saying, and even federal judges are saying, votes that come in and are counted after the 3rd of November will still count. Well, we may not know for 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 months,
that's
four
crazy.
Months.
Yeah, that's
who
crazy.
Won the election?
It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, I was going to bring up the fact that they want to pack the Supreme Court, but that was something, believe it or not, that Ginsburg was against. Why is that dangerous? Because I believe that FDR tried it, didn't he?
He did. He tried it and he failed. And despite what, that's why it's so critical that President Trump be reelected, is because he could veto that. They could, if they won the Senate. I don't think they're going to win the Senate now. I think all these issues of the lawlessness, the riots going on,
yeah,
the three cities now being declared anarchist,
right,
anarchist cities, that and they've demonstrated that. The American people do not want to have anarchy. And then the other issues that we've already mentioned are showing a desperate nature of the left wing of the Democratic Party, which has control of the Democratic Party. And that's why so many Democrats have moved over into President Trump's column. And because they're realizing this, they're now beginning to realize that, as Ronald Reagan said, he didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left him. And that is what's happening to so many Americans. And what you're doing is so valuable because you're getting different guests to speak about all these different views and how they have all of a sudden gone so far left. I mean, look at what Hillary Clinton was doing. And there's an article coming out that just came out. I read it today. We've all known about her emails.
Right.
But this FBI agent in New York City, when he discovered all these emails on the server of Wiener, whose wife was Abadan, who was Hillary's chief of staff, all those 30-plus thousand emails were on his server, and he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get senior FBI agents or authorities, all the way up to Comey and into the Justice Department, to agree to even look at it with this damning evidence. They threatened him. So you can see that this chain of movement towards a totalitarian government extends all the way back into the Obama administration.
Well, sure.
That's why the Attorney General is doing, Barr and John Durham, what they are doing in investigating the Russian hoax, because the Russian hoax not has only the Obama administration and Obama himself, it also has the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, all the Washington Post, the New York Times. They are all complicit in this cover-up and this desire to have a soft coup d'etat, and that's why the impeachment failed for no reasons. And now you hear what?
Speaker
saying that they're going to have to impeach President Trump again.
But you know, Tom, on that, first, doesn't the president have the constitutional duty to fill the seat? And second, how would a second impeachment against Trump affect the country?
Well, I think by then it will be so evident what you have been laying out so assiduously over the last 2 to 3 years of all these duplicity and this, frankly, this treason against the American government. It will lay it out very loud and clear. If the House takes up impeachment proceedings, which they have the votes to do, as they've already evidenced, they can't get it through the Senate, then it will be clearly evident what we have said and what you have said over the last 3 years, three plus years, that this is a rogue Democratic Party that has gone so far left towards communism that they want a totalitarian government.
Well, see, now that's a great point, because it is stunning to me how they have no intention of, they don't give a flying Willenda about the people. They don't tend to serve the people. They want to control the people. We see that with all these lockdowns, which, by the way, in New York, we're still locked down. So what you're seeing is a party that is communist. Why? Because they have their only intention is to cheat their way, just like they do in communist countries, into power and then have power over the people, not serving the people. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And once they get that control, and they came within a razor's edge of getting it under the Obama administration, if we would have had 4 or 8 more years of Hillary Clinton, we would be a totalitarian state and driven by the Democratic Party. And all the issues that we are talking about, of getting rid of the Electoral College, getting packing the Supreme Court, increasing 2 more states to get 4 more state senators so they could approve all the judges. There wouldn't be any question.
Right.
All these things were being laid out, and that's why when they got rid of the vote requirement for 60 in the Senate for judges in that, when Harry Reid got rid of that, they were thinking that they were going to get control and that it would be easier to move the whole U.S. government to a totalitarian democratic, they call it progressive.
Yeah, yes.
But for your listeners, they must know they're talking about communism.
Absolutely.
They were already taking the steps, Audrey.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I want to, you mentioned Barr. Senate Republicans and U.S. Attorney John Durham have been investigating multiple angles related to FBI, CIA, State Department activities related to Trump and his associates for too long, in my opinion. A number of documents have been declassified over the past 3.5 years, and 4 government reports have been issued, but many questions about the Russiagate still remain. Nothing has resulted from any of these investigations or documents. The only indictment has been a lame one against Steve Bannon. That's it. The election is a few weeks away. What is Barr doing?
Well, that's the $64 question.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a strong supporter of of the Attorney General. But what is he doing? This must be done, and this should have been laid out already so the American people can take this information and use it when they go to the ballot box. And that is what is so frustrating to us all, that not more action has been done and announced. They know what it is. We know what it is because we're talking about it. It's just you haven't had a grand jury that has those individuals. Who are the individuals? Well, it reaches up to the Attorney General herself. It reaches up to the FBI, to the Director of Central Intelligence. It reaches right up to the Oval Office, to the President and the Vice President. And yet the Vice President Biden is up to be the President. Well, do you think if he's elected by hook or by crook, that he, in fact, will continue to investigate all the criminal activities and the treasonous activities that went on in the Obama administration and by those deep staters after President Trump came in? No, that's going to be swept under the rug. They will then do what they plan on doing, the threats that they've already announced of packing the Supreme Court, adding two new states to 50, so it'll go to 52, Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., and they're strictly Democratic. And then you'll have AOC's Green New Deal. Now, what people don't understand is the Green New Deal means everybody, 98% or 99% of the American people, will have to buy a new car.
Right.
You'll have to buy an electrical car. You'll have to rebuild your home to meet the standard, the emission standards. All these factors are changing, and that's being driven by the government.
Yeah.
That is a communist government. That's totalitarian rule.
Yeah.
And they're telling the American people that.
Yeah, they're lying and lying and lying. Let's look at the Dems' extreme tactics to affect the election. By using their proxies, BLM and Antifa, aren't they, through violent means, not only suppressing free speech, but trying to influence the outcome of the 2020 election? And you have even more now. You mentioned AOC. She's even making threats that there's going to be even more violence if he does his constitutional duty, fills the seat on the Supreme Court. What is this?
Well, the fact is we have an insurrection going on in the U.S., United States, right now. They are laying out the game plan on what they intend to do, and America's got to understand that we are in an insurrection period right now. The Attorney General announced three cities were anarchists yesterday. So the American people must look at what is going on and what we are announcing, what we are talking about, Audrey, what in the programs have different hosts. They are laying this out clearly. The left-wing Democrats are not Democrats. They are communists, and they've laid out their game plan, and the climate change, the rubric of climate change is like the rubric of Black Lives Matter.
Right.
All are communist, totalitarian state ideas and ideologies that maintain the government's control of the American people. The Constitution is lost if those things happen.
Yes, absolutely. Looking too at the Dems, how they're flouting the Constitution by Democrat governors locking down their states, closing gun stores and churches, which are protected under the Constitution. But of course, freeing BLM and casinos, liquor stores and abortion clinics, which are not protected, and mandating masks against science and doctor-patient relationships, which does not promote the general welfare of the country. Didn't they flout our constitutional rights?
Yes, they did. And that's why I say when the final open kimono comes on what China did, that there, I believe, and it's all an intuitive feeling, was a little Democratic hands behind that. We know the Chinese are funding the Biden campaign. We know the Chinese are funding BLM and Antifa and all this disruption and this rioting. We know others are doing that as well. And so, wake up, America. We are at a critical juncture. We are at what is called, in the military terms, the tipping point on does America stay a constitutional government of freedom with the Bill of Rights, etc., and laws, or do we become a totalitarian communist state? We are at that point now.
You know, what's bothering me is you have people like AOC that are, there they are on a podium telling the media, so everyone hears it, that there's going to be an encouraging, inciting violence for the if the president follows his constitutional duty. What should happen? I'm stunned by the GOP doing nothing. In the least, shouldn't she be censured? I mean, she's inciting violence. She's a congresswoman.
I agree. And that's why I say we're already at that stage, that the tipping point, that they have entered the early stages of anarchy, and that the American people must rise up. It's a clear answer. Biden, we all know, can't even finish this sentence. Right. And so we know that Kamala Harris is going to be running that government, and she is by far the most left-wing politician senator in the Senate. She's a communist.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And they've got these elements of Black Lives Matter. They could care less about Black Lives. And the blacks must understand, what are they saying about the number of deaths always in 20 to 30 a day almost in Chicago? What are they doing about that? Nothing. What did President Obama do about that? Nothing. His chief of staff was the mayor. They didn't do anything. They could have done an awful lot about cutting down that crime, but they wanted it evident to keep that city, along with other major cities that we're seeing, like Portland, Seattle, New York City, these cities that have lost control and have moved them into anarchy. The surprising thing is, though, Detroit, which has a strong police chief, they are controlling that city, but you have others like Baltimore, etc., that they're moving, that the anarchists are gaining control because the political leadership. And the people elected those people, so they must make that decision. Are they going to accept this lawlessness, this rioting, this anarchy, or are they going to get control and become an American city again with the freedoms that we enjoy and the laws and the protections that a government should provide?
Yes. Yeah, great question. And their last-ditch effort to overthrow our democratic form of government, first, they're threatening to abolish the Electoral College vote, and second, they push from every precinct here for mail-in voting without ID. Now, by the way, the post office union who would be handling those mail-in votes just endorsed Biden, so that really comforts you, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and you led right back into why Ginsburg's replacement is so important, because we know that this election, like the one in 2000, is going to be contested. We just know what Democratic governors have put with this wide open mailing without any chain of custody. And what's the chain of custody mean? Which is very important. That means you must be able to identify every person that votes, and they must be able to prove that they are a citizen.
Right.
The Democratic governors are trying to get by that. They want the immigrants who have been told, illegal immigrants who have been told, that we're going to give you free medical care, free college, all these incentives to come in here, so we lose control in our countries. They are being used as stooges, as proxies for the left-wing communist Democratic Party that is trying to change, and they're trying to look like do-gooders, but they could care less. That's why all that money that's going to BLM, and then it's being flowed back in to the Democratic Party is criminal. There are no interests in black lives. It's all towards a Marxist government. There's no doubt the three founders of Black Lives Matters are Marxists. It's in their charter.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that Antifa is just another highly organized, funded terrorist organization that wants control. And so the elements of insurrection have already started.
Yeah, absolutely they have. They have lauded the fact that they're Marxist trained, but they also on their website, up until I think it was yesterday, had what they intend to do. They were against the nuclear family. They're against Christians. They are against everything that we are. They're against. But since that started to be a problem for them, they wiped those things off their website. But guess what? On the web, we have something called the Wayback Machine, and it's too late because everyone knows what they are. They have nothing to do with black lives. Absolutely nothing to do with black lives. They just use that name. They cover themselves. They hide behind. That's the curtain they hide behind at this point. But they are Marxists, and they are extremely dangerous to our democracy. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS?
Yes. As you know, I'm not on social media, Audrey, but I do all my activities are expressed in the Citizens Commission for National Security.org. On that webpage, and that excellent organization is where I put all my podcasts and all the interviews I have like this. And so just go up on Citizens Commission for National Security.org, and I, along with many other excellent people like yourself, have their information and their news segments on that.
That's excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the General just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.